Back to our big events. Back to our big events. Well, I said last week that there is one very big event that we are coming towards. As we have seen our Lord ascended to glory, poured out the Holy Spirit, we are here as a result, a worshipping church, people of God, not in Jerusalem. This has now reached to the ends of the earth. And so in a sense, as we saw last time, this is a bit of a big event. Every local church that meets to gather, to praise and to worship God, all corners of the earth. However, we know that things are moving to a conclusion one day. The Lord Jesus said, I'm coming soon. And we believe that. But before that, now then, here we are. End times. This gets people's ears pricked up here. If I was to put a snappy title on this, I think the recordings, number of people listening in, go up the hundredfold kind of thing. Because we are expecting, before, yes, the return of the Lord Jesus, the biggest event still out there, an event, and I guess we must call it a big event, when, prior to his return, the church will endure some special trouble and tribulation. I believe that's what the Bible teaches, and yes, people say one thing, people say another thing, and there are lots of things that people say. But anyway, I'm going to try and keep it simple. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. And it teaches us that actually, before the Lord returns, somebody else is going to appear. A human, yes, but whose thoughts and attitudes are very much animated, well, let's be blunt, by the devil, that is going to have thoughts and words and power that is really beyond anything that will have been seen before on the earth in a person, and as representing something so hostile to the Christian faith. Really, if you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the last, the parts of that chapter there that apply on this, and we're in the middle of it, I think you'll see that. And it's called, or he's called, the man of sin. That somewhere, sometime, somebody is going to have political power and religious power. He's going to exalt himself as God and oppose God and sit, as it were, in God's place and receive worship. He's going to attack true worship and he's going to be extraordinarily powerful, have, well, some supernatural kind of tinge to it. Lying signs and wonders. And we believe that. Don't know when. Don't know precisely who. Various people come up with various thoughts and suggestions. They may be right, they may be wrong, maybe something totally unforeseen. But here's the thing. Don't lie awake at night fretting. Don't be stumbling over this or getting too absorbed in it that you're kind of watching here and you're watching there. There are some things to watch at the moment. I'll come back to that maybe in a moment. But the thing is this, that it says of those who kind of get drawn into this and think that this man is it. He is telling us what we need to know. He's our leader. He's got an understanding of everything. But it says the people did not receive the love of the truth. They did not receive the love of the truth. That's what they lacked. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, when's this going to happen? Will I be alive when this happens? Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. But I tell you this. If you're receiving the love of the truth, hearing it, believing it, that is going to be the best preparation for whatever he does when he comes, whatever persecution might be unleashed against us, whatever kinds of lying signs and wonders that will impress people. People are very quickly, very easily impressed. So, you know, don't think we're too smart to be falling for that. No, we're not. But you won't fall for it if you've received the love of the truth and you've been building yourself up in the most holy faith today, here and now. So if you or I, whoever among us, might be in that generation, that time isn't going to last long. It ends. It ends pretty quickly, actually, in the scale of things, because he's going to be destroyed by the Lord's coming, going to consume him, breath of his mouth, destroy him by the brightness of his coming. So it's a short-lived rebellion, this. But if you or I are going to be part of that generation, well, receive the love of the truth. The more that you are a follower of the word of God, then that's the best preparation you'll need. And God can provide all else in his Holy Spirit to help you, to help me to stand if that day is to be the appointed day for us to live through. Now, I did say, we look at the world, we wonder at it, and you perhaps have read various things, and I certainly have various things at the Great Reset, right? Great Reset, that people are saying. Pandemic. We need bigger government, global government. We need to have something a little bit more organized, sorted, so that we don't get this kind of trouble again. These problems are on a global scale, so they need a global solution. And a group of people, World Economic Forum no less, who say, and we are just the people that you need to sort it out. Well, are they just? You look around and you can see, if we read the Bible here, as I'm suggesting we might interpret it, you can see bits and pieces. Well, that's interesting. That's keep an eye on that. That's interesting. Keep an eye on that. And maybe, because I'm no prophet, but maybe the pandemic has just given a bit of a sort of nudge in this coming together of however it's going to come together. In whatever way, all the ingredients will be there at the right place at the right time to make this thing happen. Maybe the pandemic, we're a long way yet off, but maybe that has just given extra impetus, extra rationale reasons for making these global solutions and global governments a little bit more palatable and popular. Time will tell. But in the meantime, rather than speculate overmuch, keep your eyes open, sure, be vigilant, sure, be watchful, sure, we're to be antennae up. In the meantime, get into the Word of God. You know the Christ of Scripture. That's your best preparation of all. Because then, you and I, with his help, we know him, know our God, we shall do exploits. We'll stand in that day, believe you me, we'll stand in that day. So, there we are, that's always a controversial subject there. But that, well, big event, let's put it in perspective, nothing like the event I'll tell you about next week in terms of its importance. But for then, let's move on to our second hymn, 128. Really sets it all in context, this. Jesus, the name high over all.